Bible plainly sets forth some principles that we can use as we examine homeschooling philosophy. It seems like there are innumerable amounts of options that are available to us as homeschooling families today. As you read homeschooling how-to books and you choose your curriculum, please keep the following principles in mind. Number one, homeschooling starts with well-educated parents. Biblically, the definition of well-educated is a father and mother who thoroughly understands and knows the Bible, God's Word. In other words, a knowledge of math, grammar, science, and history isn't as necessary as the knowledge of Scripture. If you know your Bible, then you are extremely well-educated. Deuteronomy 6, verses 1 through 7 says, "These are the commands, decrees, and laws Yahweh your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear Yahweh your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as Yahweh the God of your fathers promised you. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our God, Yahweh is one. Love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commands that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children." Education is not just head knowledge, however. A truly well-educated person knows how to apply knowledge to everyday life and lives it out in all his or her decisions and actions. The same is true with God's Word. It's one thing to know God's Word. It's yet another to act on your knowledge. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26 says, "He who fears Yahweh has a secure fortress, and for his children it will be a refuge." Therefore, according to God, a successful homeschool is one in which the parents have a thorough, working knowledge of the Bible and a fear of God that results in obedience to His Word. First, be sure you read and study your Bible often so that you are well educated in His instructions and commands. Then, as you read homeschooling how-to books and choose curriculum, be very sure that the authors uphold the authority of Scripture and will help teach you first, especially if you're lacking in your own knowledge. Number two, a homeschooling parent's job is to teach. Scripture seems to make it very clear that education is led by the father and mother, not by the child. A child is not born with knowledge, wisdom, or understanding. Rather, a child is born with the same selfish, sinful, and pleasure-seeking nature that follows you around most days. Your child, left to himself, will choose to please himself, will rarely think of others, will be lazy and avoid hard work, and will do only what looks right in his own eyes. When Deuteronomy 6:7 says we are to impress God's commands on our children, the idea is that we are to intensively poke, pierce, prod, and drill these commands into our children. God has presented us with the curricula, which are His words and commands. The method He has chosen is for us to drill it into our children. Also note in these verses that the curriculum is set. We don't get to pick the subjects. God is clear that we are to teach His commands. 2 Timothy 3, 14-17 says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Messiah Yeshua. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." As you read homeschooling how-to books and choose curriculum and methods, simply toss out any of that gentle advice that seems to hint that children just pick things up naturally without any effort on your part or theirs. Keep the methods that require you as a parent to do hard work, impressing and drilling and teaching. It might not be as fun, but it is biblical. It is from God's Word. Also, as you read homeschooling how-to books and choose curriculum and methods, get rid of secular humanistic textbooks and concentrate your efforts on teaching Scripture so that your children will be thoroughly equipped, as God's Word says. Looking back up at 2 Timothy chapter 3, we also understand from Apostle Paul that Timothy was well thought of by everyone around him in his work. This is what it is like to have your children thoroughly equipped, as it states in these verses in 2 Timothy chapter 3. The third point I want to bring up is that a homeschooled child's job is to listen. Here the scripture stands in firm opposition to the politically correct notion that parents should be the ones doing all the listening. Rather, the Bible repeatedly warns children to honor, obey, listen to instruction, hear, pay attention, and hearken. I don't have time to list all the verses because there are so many. Here is one example, though, from the book of Proverbs. The book opens with this thought: "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck." Scripture is clear that one of the first jobs parents have is to teach their children to listen to them. Paying attention to authority isn't just a nice thought. It's vital to everything else in your child's life. If your child will not look at you when you speak, pay attention to your words, and obediently do what you say, then you will certainly fail in your homeschooling. Teaching children to listen is vital for their future ability to keep a job, function in society as Scripture commands, be a loving spouse, and to be a parent. So as you read homeschooling how-to books and choose curriculum and methods, it's important that you choose methods that will help your child learn good listening skills. Choose curriculum that reinforces the importance of following directions, paying attention to you as the teacher, and obeying instructions from the very earliest age. As we can see, the third point that we are looking for is that a homeschooled child's job is to listen. At number four, we see homeschooling requires a large time commitment. If you weren't groaning before, you probably are now. With seven children, we can certainly understand the frustrations involved in trying to have time for your spouse, maintain a home, be involved in ministry, maybe work a business, and even have time to play a little, all on top of getting school done each day. Let me tell you, it can be agonizing. Yet Scripture is absolutely clear where our priorities must be, and we do want to emphasize Scripture. Proverbs 29:15 says, "The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame." Can it get any clearer than that? The rod and reproof require a mother who is physically present in the room with her children. A child left to himself or herself will bring the mother to shame, both now and in the future. For most of us as parents, our own heart inclination is to give our children over to someone or something else who has more time than we do. But the Bible is clear with whom they should be spending their time. It's also clear with whom we must be spending our time, even though we would almost always rather be doing something more fun or glamorous. So as you read homeschooling how-to books and choose curriculum and methods, the Bible is clear that we need to choose ones which require our physical presence in the room with our children, if we expect them to get any wisdom from their education, and if we don't want to be ashamed of them someday. Therefore, point number four is that homeschooling requires a large time commitment of the parents. Our fifth principle is that homeschooling instruction should be pleasant. Aren't you glad that God put this into His Word? Without this point, after the cold, hard facts of the previous four points, homeschooling would look like a real drudgery. Praise God, however, that He is the author of love, joy, and peace. Even though His standards are high, His methods are hard work, and His curriculum is rigorous, His schoolroom atmosphere is pleasant, fun, and inviting. We look at Proverbs 16:21, which says, "The wise in heart are called discerning, and pleasant words promote instruction. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness." My wife has enjoyed recently having a room set aside for just school. but for many years we used the kitchen table, the living room, and even the back seat of the van as our schoolroom. Maps, decorations, and windows with bright sunshine can certainly add to the pleasantness of our homeschooling days. However, God says the one essential thing to a pleasant, joyful, instruction-promoting school environment is your tongue. Your words will make or break it. Do you want your children to love learning? Do you want them to be passionate discoverers, lifelong learners, and avid readers? Rather than investing your money and time into special equipment, expensive encyclopedias, and fancy computer software, God says that we are to use pleasant words. So as you read homeschooling how-to books and choose curriculum and methods, look for those that will help you succeed as a parent by promoting your own godly character. In fact, rather than reading all those books and searching through stacks of catalogs, maybe your time would be better spent with God Himself. As Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." So as we review one more time, let's look at the 5 points we have. Number one, homeschooling starts with well-educated parents. Deuteronomy 6 verses 1 through 7 again, "These are the commands, decrees, and laws Yahweh your God directed me to teach you to observe. We are to be the ones who are to learn ourselves so that we can then impress them on our children." Number two, a homeschooling parent's job is to teach. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7 says that we are to impress God's commands on our children. We are to intensively poke, pierce, prod them with His words and commands. We are to drill them into Him. Number three, a homeschooled child's job is to listen. We as parents are to train our children that they may learn to listen to our instructions, that they will not forsake their mother's teaching. And in so doing, our children will be a garland to grace our heads and a chain to adorn our necks. Number four, homeschooling requires a large time commitment. We have to be present as parents in the room taking care of our kids in order for them to be able to grow up biblically. We have to be there with a physical presence in the room with our children if we expect them to get any wisdom from their education. And lastly, number five, an extremely important one after the first four, is that homeschooling instruction should be pleasant. Again, Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life, and make sure that our tongues are such that they bring pleasant words to our children and make the homeschooling experience a pleasant one."